In a world where modern gender dynamics left many men feeling alienated and unfulfilled, a visionary named Elias Thorne proposed a radical solution. A new society built by and for men seeking peace, purpose, and prosperity without compromise. 2 million men from around the globe answered the call, each contributing $200 a month to fund the project, amassing a staggering $400 million monthly. With this wealth, they negotiated a historic deal with the Canadian government, securing a vast, untouched expanse near Great Bear Lake, a land of pristine forests, crystal waters, and boundless opportunity. There, they would forge Avalon Prime, a sovereign male utopia free from societal expectations, where collaboration and innovation reign supreme. Construction began at a breathtaking pace. Solar-powered domes, automated farms, and sleek, minimalist residences rose from the wilderness, all designed for efficiency and comfort. Cutting Edge A, I managed logistics, while teams of engineers, doctors, and craftsmen worked in harmony to build a self-sustaining paradise. With no external conflicts or internal strife, the Brotherhood focused solely on progress. Advanced robotics, longevity research, and sustainable energy breakthroughs became their trademarks. The outside world watched in awe as Avalon Prime flourished, its citizens thriving in a society where every contribution was valued and every man's potential was unlocked. Years passed, and Avalon Prime became a beacon of male achievement, a glittering jewel of the North. The men lived in unparalleled luxury, enjoying gourmet food grown in vertical farms, leisure time spent in serene wilderness retreats, and the fruits of their collective labor. There were no rulers, only willing cooperation. No strife, only mutual respect. The final scene shows Elias Thorne, now an elder, standing atop a solar spire at dawn, gazing over the thriving city. He smiles, knowing they had succeeded where the old world failed. As the camera pulls back, Avalon Prime shines under the Arctic sun, a testament to what men could achieve when united by a common dream. The credits roll over a triumphant score, leaving no doubt they had found their perfect world.